Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wally Butterworth bringing you another program of the Christian Voters and Buyers League. The subject of today's broadcast, kosher foods and the daily tax you pay to Jews as penalty for being Christian, or rather the daily tax tribute you pay to your masters in this world, the rabbis of Israel.
Oops, I did it again. I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Cause to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. Oh baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Oh baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love, but I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent. You see, my problem is this: I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes that truly exist. I cry watching the names. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways? But to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. Baby, oops, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Oh baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love, but I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent.
To coast. This is the Possum Hour theme.
Tonight's episode, For the Love of God.
Ah! Son of a bitch, missed the cue. Where the fuck is it, man? There it is. Oh, boy. Thanks, everybody, for coming. And welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation. Why, they're the proud makers of new and improved panty poos and vodka in a drum. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Yeah, the weekend did kind of suck, dude. I know what you're saying, man. Underwriting for tonight's episode, though, is provided, in fact, by the Church of the Latter-day Champs. You're listening to the Grenache Network, the home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. Only the greatest podcast there is on planet Earth. And actually, dozens of other planets, in fact. Now, during the week, it's clobbering time with your host, Ben J. Grimm, the ever-vanishing brown-eyed thing. Also great. You will listen 9 Eastern Time. Why Eastern Time? Because Eastern Time is the center of Western civilization. But Ev kills. And then on Fridays, coincidentally, it's Friday Night Possum, and it returns this week, I promise. I know I said we'd be back last week, but I was lying. I'm a pathological liar. No, I only lie when I don't... Yes, Possum is 2 hours tonight. I don't know why. Just for shits and giggles. Golly gosh. I don't know what's going on here, but I guess the phone lines will be open in a few minutes, and you all know the drill.
Remember, the number to call is BR549.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Tonight, the Calypso Boys join in. Ready, amigos?
Friends, as you know, on Dragnet, we've always tried to emphasize the importance of facts. And when we talk to you about Chesterfield, we give you the facts. You heard the report George Fenneman read earlier. Nose, throat, and accessory organs not adversely affected by smoking Chesterfields. Now, that's the first such report ever published about any cigarette. Remember that report and make Chesterfield your cigarette. Get them, regular or king size. Chesterfield, the best possible smoke. Much milder.
Chesterfield packs more pleasure because Chesterfield's more perfectly packed.
Wow. Cigarettes, they're actually good for you. About time.
Yeah, Miss Hare's Carl.
Hey, Carl, what's up, man?
Not much. I was up there at Monkey Man's Arco Station today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Monkey Man wasn't there, and his monkeys died.
That's too bad.
Not really. They was mean monkeys. Anyhow, old Boner Monroe, he was up there watching the pumps. He's a funny guy. For instance, he done asked me, what's a cat's favorite button on a TV remote control? You know what he said?
I don't know. What?
The pause button. How? Well, then he says, what's the unluckiest kind of cat you can have? How?
I don't know. A black cat?
No, no. A catastrophe. Oh, well, finally, he asked me if I knew how to get a pussy wet. I says, "You tell me, Boner." And Boner says, "Easy. Just put it in the shower."
That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. She had flowers in her hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, my lovely Reverend Wendy.
Oh, yeah, Flower Girl's here.
Yay.
She
so
made
good
it.
To hear you. So good to hear you have the weird number up there. I used the internet.
Yeah, my Obama phone ran out a minute.
Well, I am so pleased to no end that you could be here with us tonight on Possum Hour.
I am present.
Hey, speaking of presents,
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby. Fuck you, Gumby. Fuck you, Gumby. Fuck you, Gumby. Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not really sure who it is.
I always like that one.
Professor,
hello, Wendy. Hello, Commodore.
Good evening, sir. Good to have you with us.
You got some possum for us today?
Funny that you should ask. I, in fact, do have some amazing possum tonight. A yodel among yodels. The yodel, forget about it. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Yeah, baby.
They will all remember where they were when they heard 3 minutes.
Yo, 3 minutes.
And speaking of things you'll never get back.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular.
How many times I got to. I love you, babe. Oh, you're funny. I'm sad. Want to be my model legal woman? Yeah, you know. I try to be a model legal man.
Model legal, damn!
I try to be a model legal man.
Ladies and gentlemen, malt liquor.
Man. What's up, Gladys?
Hey, Malty.
Oh, man.
What up, Malty?
What up,
cracking
corn?
Just cracking some corn over here.
Poor boy.
Keep your hands off my car. They'll call me Jiffy Pop.
Exactly. It's my face. Whatever,
corn
Jimmy.
Corn boy. Because you out there in the field, boy.
Oh fuck, huh?
I like that line in the song, the corn is as high as an elephant's eye. You know? But when's the last time you ever saw an elephant walking through a cornfield? You know? Seriously. It don't happen. And boy, more hilarity like that is coming your way tonight on Possum Hour. Jokes aplenty. Okay,
it's
so
the to be corn thigh high by the 4th of July. That's what we say in Michigan.
Thigh high by the 4th of July.
Yeah, farm country.
That makes sense. I saw some corn this weekend.
Corn should be thigh high
around
by the 4th of July.
Driving around the state. I had a. Speaking of blowing things up, I had this job last week. It was a company picnic at the workplace, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of a nice venue because they had this whole floor of a cafeteria, a big cafeteria, and a balcony outside. So I get there, and I'm setting up to work, and I got cornhole, speaking of corn.
You got cornhole?
Cornhole. Cornhole
well,
tournament set
good.
Up. you would think, but no, it's not what you think. It's something completely different. So anyway, they had this cornhole tournament going on, and I get there and I set up, and the thing's just about to begin, and this fella turns on this some sort of loudspeaker system that's going to play some music, and he said something about it'll only be for a half hour, hang in there, and I'm like, what is he talking about? Well, they had one song on a continuous loop for 1.5 hour is what it was.
Jesus
so,
Christ. Why?
Yeah.
Well, what was the song?
Well, because it was a song about cornhole. Why else? You know?
Was it like Frank Zappa? Like?
Wasn't
Bobby
that
Brown?
Good. No. Who the fuck was it? The Rhett and Scarlett. What are their names? Radio jack-offs.
Okay. Yeah.
Rhett and Link.
Rhett and Link.
Okay. So I must have heard, I don't know, what's it, like a three-minute song? And they played it for a half hour. How many times did I hear this fucking song, man? You know?
10 times.
You know, by the end of this. So I thought, what better song to blow up than that piece of shit? Which I almost lost my mind and jumped off the balcony.
Almost?
It wouldn't stop. What the fuck, man? Do you have to hear it again? You know, it's like mildly amusing the first time, and then it goes downhill from there each time you hear it. So anyway, without any further ado, we're going to blow up cornhole. Cornhole. We're blowing up cornhole, corn boy. Yeah, all right. Cornhole. It was nice knowing you.
Dad, there's nothing to eat for breakfast.
Some cereal right here.
Oh, that's Total. I don't really like that.
Don't talk shit about Total.
Everybody used to call me unathletic, and granted my vertical leap is still pretty pathetic, but now I'm the champion on the tailgate scene. 8 bags, 2 boards, 2 holes, that's all I need. Singing
Your papa must think I'm a fish, 'cause every time that I come around, it always happens, baby, every single time. He greets me with the same old sound. I ring the doorbell, and before he lets me in, he says,
"Holy mackerel, you here again?"
Your Bob is a very funny dude. I think he's trying to be rude. I don't know what I'm gonna do if he keeps on acting this way. I guess I have to stop coming to your house 19 times a day. I ring the doorbell, and before he lets me in, he says,
"Holy mackerel, you here again?"
Your Bob, he must be insane. He don't even know my name. Mackerel is a fish that swim in the sea. Woo! I know the name don't pertain to me. Very matter, Richard. For Richard is my name, and I'd be very happy if he called me by the same now. Holy mackerel, are you here again? I hear it every day. Holy mackerel, are you here again? How can he find something new to say? He's always smiling, crawling like a bear. I'm gonna start coming over when he's not there. Your Bob is a very funny dude. I think he's trying to be rude. Ow, ow, ow. Thank you. I know the name don't pertain to me. Tell him that Richard, Richard is my name, and I'd be very happy if he called me by the same. Now, holy mackerel, are you here again? I hear it every day. Holy mackerel, are you here again? How can he find something new to say? He's always crawling, crawling like a bear. I'm gonna start coming over when he's not there. Your boy is a very funny dude. I think he's trying to be rude. Oh yeah, I think he's trying to be rude. He's kind of mean, honey. I think he's trying to be rude.
All right, for the listeners in Canada and other parts of the world where they don't participate in American cornhole.
That's what I was going to ask. What the hell is the game?
It's a basically beanbag toss. There's two boards on either end, like a, you know, like a horseshoe pit, you know, yeah. One on either end. And a board on a slant that's got a hole in it, or perhaps a series of holes, with each having a value. But I think most of the time it's just one hole, and you try to pitch a beanbag through that hole. Sometimes they paint an ear of corn on it.
That's like fun.
Well, I think I'm chewing my cabbage twice. I've told this before, but the first time I ever heard this, I was at a gig. It was like late at night. And it was high schoolers, and they said, everybody line up for cornhole. And I thought to myself, holy crap, I got to get a look at that. You know, I turned around in my chair. I'm waiting, you know.
I would have slowly
I'm waiting for the anal
away.
Sex to, yeah, waiting for the anal sex to commence. You know, come on. What's the... So anyway, cornhole apparently means
can
something
I get
different.
To go?
Do they have that in Michigan, Wendy?
No, we don't.
Okay, maybe that's just an Ohio thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
they're weird here.
Weird.
It's
a weird
I've
state.
I've never participated in cornhole.
No.
It's kind of like that game.
I'd love to show you how it's played.
That we used to have.
Yeah. What's that?
The tic-tac-toe game that we used to have. What was that? Boston?
They're very similar. Very similar to cornhole.
Oh, tic-tac-toss. That's what it was called.
Tic-tac cornhole is what that was.
Really?
But,
how many cornholes did you win tonight?
I'll tell you, man.
Not
anyway,
enough, apparently.
Yeah, come to Ohio. Stay for the cornhole.
I'm sure Urban Dictionary doesn't have it down as a game.
I mean, it really, when we were kids, it meant a whole different thing. Okay, right. We have a wonderful group out there in Possum Lounge Land.
Oh, I want to know who.
Yeah, here they are. First up, special guest, Apple Cheeks Alice. Yes, you heard me. That's
right.
She's here. Alice is here. From north of the border. We had to explain cornhole to her. I have cornhole up there.
That explains all of us.
It makes a lot more sense, man. Okay, there's Daddy G from the Daddy G Show every Saturday.
Right.
It's a night with Daddy G in the grotto with Starzan. And Topo Gigio, the Italian puppet mouse, I think, is on there. Yeah.
Everybody.
He's a cast of thousands. And there, E-Cocktails. Don't forget the E-Cocktails. And there she is, Dr. Cake. It would not be a show without Dr. Cake. And tonight is no exception because I have a special Dr. Cake quickie just for you. Again, another Canadian.
Oh, yay. Yeah,
you asked,
I love Canadians.
You asked Dr. Cake about cornhole.
And
she
Indian.
Says, I got nothing on cornhole, you know. So, all right, there he is. Space Age
Where?
Robot. Stronger than strong. Faster than fast. Made of metal.
It's
Gigantor, the Space Age Robot.
Gigantor.
Hello.
I'm dead serious.
Classic.
Hey, I tell you. G.T. Trenton is here, ladies and gentlemen. He is in the house. In the house, tossing his cookies. He tossed his cookies at Daddy G. Somebody, call the janitor because there's a cleanup on aisle five. All right. That's direct from the cardboard box in the alley. It's Malt Liquor Man. Yeah. And his sidekick, Malt Liquor Boy. Yeah. King of the 40s. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a quickie, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Quickie. And everybody loves a quickie, right? Am I right? I got a bunch of quickies.
Everybody loves the quickie.
Cornhole quickies.
All right. And then look at that. There he is. The man himself, erudite, man about town, the hoi polloi, he's got it all. He's wearing a top hat and a monocle. It's Professor R.J. Gumby, ladies and gentlemen, the professor himself. And last but not least, bringing up the rear appropriately is A.J. from Uncle Jesse's Possum Hour, the show that makes this one make sense. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A glorious group of humans right here on Earth.
Hello, AJ.
It's called the Possum. All righty.
And we have Commodore Decker.
As the Beeve. The Beeve.
Right.
Yeah, man. Yep. Oh, they're back to running the early Beeves finally. I hope they don't take Beeve off. Oh. Now they're getting to the good ones again. You know?
Okay.
And I would be in the chat box if I wasn't in the middle of moving and didn't have my internet hooked up.
How's the internet? How'd the moving go?
Oh, fuck. I have no kitchen and no couch. Well, I have no kitchen counter or sink. So I've been really off the grid. Yeah, my phone got turned off today.
That's no fun.
I'm like, I got to do Possum. So I told my son, Samuel's friend, I'm like, I call him Lil Sherls, and he calls me Big Sherls. And I'm like, dude, I'll give you $10 if I can use your phone for Possum. Because I could pay it, but I got, like, my health insurance coming out and my car insurance coming out, and I just bought my countertop, so I didn't want anything to bounce. I almost made it bounce.
Okay,
like,
pass the hat in the lounge.
So.
Somebody pass the hat in the lounge.
There you
the rev needs $10 for tonight's show. This will not stand.
He said he had to pay. He went to the laundromat with me. We did almost 20 loads of laundry the other night, and I gave him and my son $20 each to help me carry it and do all this stuff. I have not been to the laundromat in years. Some of the, like, triple loads, they want $6.
Wow. Wow, mine's up to $2.50 for the regular.
All Mexicans in there, and I'm like, they're getting so ripped off. They should go to Rent-A-Center and get, like, a washer and dryer. It's horrible.
Yeah,
and it's 75 cents for 10 minutes to dry the clothes. I was just like, "Oh my fucking god, it's crazy town."
Wow, that's more expensive than the Sunshine Boys where I take my clothes. I'll tell you that. Yet. The Sunshine.
Yeah. I think mine's down to the little crack behind the drying
tree. I didn't want to do all the bedding. I didn't want to move like dirty clothes. So I was like telling the kids, like, throw shit out that don't fit you, that stain that you hate, that you won't
right
wear.
On.
Like, what's, you
right
know.
On. That's the time to do
shit.
It, man. Shed all the, you know, useless crap when you move.
Yeah, right before I have the show, the cops kept, I'm not used to living in town, and the cops kept circling around, and I was burning a bunch of shit, and they got, like, it was all boxes and newspapers, so, of course, the wind picks up. I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to probably say something, and they keep circling around. I'm getting all paranoid anyway, so they must have raided somebody. There was, like, seven cops right before the show. I'm like, I got scared for nothing. And it, like, dwindled down, and I had to hose by it and everything in case they came back and say anything to me, but they didn't, which a lot of people have fires in town, so.
Yeah.
So I think I got West Nile. They got no TV either. No TV, fucking no phone, no internet.
No motor car, not a single luxury.
And no fun, I guess.
Got possum.
I'll have the phone back working Thursday when I get to my paycheck, so.
Well, joining us talking
every
smack.
Weeks, which
I was
going to
say, joining us talking smack in the possum lounge is Homer Bouvier.
Oh.
Homer Bouvier.
Homer, you missed the court.
Homer Bouvier. Is he related to, wasn't Priscilla Presley's maiden name Bouvier?
Bouvier.
Is he related to Priscilla?
Bouvier.
He's a
husband. Bouvier. All right, Wendy.
Yes.
Pick a number between.
Here.
Great.
Five.
What are you drinking? What do you? Okay, number five.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5,
5.
Okay, yeah, there you go. You got a recording of that for 1 to 10? You really stole up the switchboard.
No, I just had, I figured, I knew she was going to guess 5.
Oh,
okay. I only upload what I need. Yeah. I only upload what I need. Hey, we're joined by beautiful Beth Ann San.
Oh,
in the posse. Wow.
Hey,
all right.
Bethy.
All right.
Sweet. That's our girl.
Oh, my heart.
How you doing, girlfriend? Indeedly doodly.
I have wild grapes growing, and I almost feel like taking a selfie of my picture and posting it once I get back on Facebook because it's so good. Wild grapes.
All right.
They're Grenache.
Excellent.
They're Grenache.
Excellent.
What's that growing? Is that what you said?
Oh, it's no fun anymore. It really is not. Not much at all. oh, well. I won the million this morning, but, you know.
You did? Were you like,
yeah, I just keep you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm somebody.
You
know. Almost
even
like your name published
you
in
the phone book. It's a little woody. You know. What's going on? Yeah. All right, what do we got? What do we got for tonight? We got Cake Quickie coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, and the 3 minutes is right around the corner.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. How about that Cake Quickie? What do you think?
Yeah,
let's do it.
I like the Cake Quickie at it. Because, you know, we haven't had a Cake Quickie in a couple of weeks. And, you know, the contest is still open, ladies and gentlemen. You could still make your own Cake Quickie. Send it in to us at Possum Headquarters.
Play
and we'll play it on.
Again.
Well, actually, you could send us anything. You could tape yourself farting after a night at Taco Bell, and we'll play that, too. Send us something.
Uncle Jeff,
we're lonely.
You were looking at you for that one.
Well, you just opened up a can of worms.
yeah, truth.
there you
it's
go.
It's the truth.
We also have
all
a
right.
Gmail address.
Well, why am I getting all slack in the fucking lounge, man?
Yeah.
Dogging my baseball team, now my lovemaking abilities. I didn't come here to get bitched at.
You're cornholing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what kind of festival you were drawn for.
that was the That was the Ghetto Fest. I get a one of each. Cake quickie.
I am so full of cake. If I eat any more cake, I have to vomit first. Sometimes I'll eat two or three cakes in a single day. I love cake. I get pretty proud of that. I love cake. I'll eat every cake in New York. I can't even go to bakeries anymore because I'll eat all the cake. I'll say, where's the cake? Give me the cake. Get the cake. And they always say, we know how very much you love the cake, and we know you very rarely have the money for any of our cake. So get out of here, because I can't afford a cake, but we know how much you love the cake. So get out of here. You can't afford a cake. Oh, what? For some cake. Give me all the cake. I love the cake. Give me that cake. No. I love it. I love cake. Give me cake.
Wow. That's acting. That's acting.
Oh, that's a serious addiction right there.
Is he a Dr. Demento?
No, that was Robin Williams. I recorded that last Monday morning.
But kind of. But not as good.
Ouch, that was edgy humor. Okay, 3 minutes you'll never get back is coming right up, kid. I'm in a weird mood. You'll find out later.
I feel the dead that can stand up. Sorry.
Yeah, well, swan dive off the tallest building in Columbus. That's how I'd do it. Scream yabba dabba doo as I'm going down or something, you know? Yabba dabba doo!
That's the way to do it, man.
I'm gonna drink myself to death.
There you go. There you go. That's a good way to do it.
I'm gonna drink everything in sight.
It ain't as fast as Yabba Dabba Doo, but it gets the job done.
Leaving Las Vegas.
All right, 3 minutes, you'll never get back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the award-winning cornhole, part of our show, where you get to listen to something. Oh, yeah! Woo! Good one tonight. A little reggae. You guys like the reggae?
Ah, I love the reggae.
Yeah, I like reggae.
Who doesn't like the reggae?
And short spurts.
Did you say reggae?
Yeah, like
I'm
3 minutes.
You said reggae.
You know.
Reggae, Johnson.
Hey, speaking of funny cigarettes, it's reggae. Some reggae-gay music.
Reggae
Johnson. Yeah.
You can call me
Ronald
Reagan.
Reagan.
You can call me Kate.
Yeah.
Well, that's
right. Well, we didn't do we didn't do the intro music.
Golly! Sheriff Barney Fife.
Andy's the sheriff.
And Barney is the deputy.
Yeah, I'm in that vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lawman's work is never done.
Barney Fife is a pipsqueak man. But he carries a great big gun.
That's a lawman's best friend.
People laugh when he whips it out. A bullet he's got just one.
That's cause I'm an expert shot, Obie.
In his pocket, man, not in his gun. Whoa! And Bonnie is the deputy.
Now, over here is where we incarcerate perpetrators.
And he's the sheriff.
And Bonnie Fife is deputy. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ange, got a hot day tonight. Probably take the squad car.
Sheriff Taylor, he did Helen Crump. Del Manu, she has Bonnie. Oh, yeah. But the only one who gets his rock off is the stone-throwing Ernest Key. They all live in celibacy. No wonder Otis drinks, man.
And he's the sheriff.
And Barney is the deputy. Oh, yes, he is. Yeah.
And he's the sheriff.
And Barney Fife is deputy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Howard Sprague is mad, man. Floyd the Barber cut off his dreadlocks. He's very upset. Hey, Cuba, man. Put down that gas pump and take this flip, huh, man? Hey, wait, we put them together, we have a real party, huh? Yeah! And Barney is the deputy. Hey, Barney, look what I got in the bag, huh? Ganja!
That's kind of like oregano.
For Aunt B's brownies.
Oh, what brownies?
Yes, it's going to be a real good party, man.
Party? Well, I'll bring the soda pop.
Hey! There's no black people here in May Valley. Nip it, nip it. And why does Gomer have all these pictures of Rock Hudson on the wall?
Now we got a troublemaker, Ange. Lock him up. Otis, give me the key.
Take me to Mount Pilot. You know the big city, man.
Nah, you're not going anywhere, mister. We're booking you on a 611, a 1587, too. Hey, what kind of a haircut is that, anyway? Otis, I said, give me the key. Ange, Otis won't give me the key. Obie, quit smoking his cigarette. Aunt B, those are really great brownies. Hey, Floyd ate the rest of the brownies. Floyd? Floyd?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
I'm on the highway to hell.
Yep.
All right. Good 3 minutes. Yeah, good 3 minutes.
The first two were actually okay.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Just found that this morning, man.
Anything with Barney's
like,
voice.
The whole show just fell together today. It was crazy. Amazing.
I love it.
Yeah, I just let it go, man. I let go and let Shemp. And it happened.
It.
You know?
It doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter.
Nothing really matters.
Anyway.
Well, oh, yeah, this is the headline part of the show. This is where we bring you up to date. See this one, Gumby? Trouble in with the pythons, man. Or in, amongst Uh-oh. Pythons.
Yeah.
This isn't brand new news. A couple of months old, but I hadn't heard about it. Eric Idle being sued by what's his head? Neil Innes.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, because I guess Eric Idle's freezing him out on all the royalties from all the songs and shit that he wrote. You know, the Python songs he wrote.
Yeah.
And they're using them in these new things, and he's not getting any coin from that. So.
I thought he was with that reunion. Maybe not.
Apparently not. I think it's over Spam-a-Lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of would deal on this one, man. Eric looks a little shifty.
Oh, for sure. For sure, uh-huh. man. I mean, he's an honorary... He's as close to a python as you could get.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You should treat him with respect.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
I do know we'll be pissed as Palin. Everyone loves Palin.
He'd give him the money. He's probably calling Eric now and telling him to give him the fucking money. Give him the fucking money. Fuck. An asshole. You know. So, yeah. Anyway. Dick with a head. Not quite douche canoe worthy. I don't know.
Yeah. You can't throw a python in a douche canoe.
Nah, not in a wood chipper.
You can throw anyone in there. It don't matter.
Here's a guy you could throw in there. Old John Revolting. John Travolta.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm liking where this goes.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy, he used to work for his aircraft company.
Did he call him his junk?
Well, yeah. More than that, they actually had sort of a relationship.
Cornhole.
Over several... Yeah, so more cornhole, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
He thought... Can have no more cornhole.
Just when
John Travolta.
Well,
anyway, he when they left, when they parted company or somewhere along the line, he had Douglas Gotterba or Gutterba, I don't know how to pronounce it, but sign a confidentiality thing. So he's been sworn, you know, he's been under law to not talk about it, but I guess. I don't know, one thing or another leading to him, he's piping up about this thing now, and it's kind of embarrassing to, Mr. Travolta.
I'm not surprised.
You know, why doesn't he just come out of the closet?
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's 2014, right?
It's a Scientology thing.
Oh, that's right, he's in that kooky thing. Yeah, it's a kooky religion.
Yep.
Hey,
yeah.
We could throw L. Ron Hubbard into the wood chipper along with John Travolta.
Yes. And Tom Cruise. Uh-huh.
And Tom Cruise.
Too.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Who else wants to jump in there? yeah, okay. Bye, guys.
You are a fucking douche canoe. You are a fucking douche canoe. When you're banned off my page, take that fucking douche canoe. Adios, scumbag.
I feel better.
The world just seems smarter now.
I mean, wouldn't he be 10 times cooler if he just came out of the closet and said,
yeah.
You know, every once in a while I like a little cornhole. I could respect that. You know,
he'd be 10 times cooler, but he'd still be a douche.
All right.
His best one was Vinny Barbarino.
Oh,
that was
smart, truthful.
I like Pulp Fiction.
Up your nose with a boner hose.
There you go. Nice and foul with a candy bar. You need to whack with one of those.
Oh, he was
fucking curses there.
Yeah.
What's
the
name?
On
Esther.
Every
you need to whack with an on Esther.
Oh.
What?
Wood. Woodman was the best one on that show.
Yeah, Epstein's dead, but he lives.
Live.
Yeah, and who's the next sweat hog to die?
Hopefully it's Gabe Kaplan.
Is it Boom Boom? Gabe? Revolting? That's it, because even the gals died a number of years ago.
I want Johnny Boy. Johnny Boy.
What was her? Mary Kate? No, not Mary Kate Place. The other gal from Mary Hartman, her sister. Deborah Lee Scott. She was a...
What about Mr. Scott? Was it Bookman?
Yeah. She was the girl. The girl.
Oh, okay. The redheaded one. Yes, the female sweater.
Yeah, with the overbite and the tits.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the overbite and tits?
Nothing. I was...
I
meant it as a...
What about an over tits and bite?
No.
She had long tits with over bites. What was her name? She ended up with Pacino. She was the wife on, oh, God, with the chubby,
Beverly
vacation.
D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So hot.
Again. She had a nice set of choppers and stuff, yeah.
Rosie, Hoppy Pussy. That was her.
My brother-in-law had a thing for chicks with braces. And we're like, really?
That shit made that vacation,
yeah,
a vacation movie.
Yeah, he loved braces on a chick.
You know,
yes,
that was
yes.
The artistic scene in there with the vacation. We all loved that.
Oh, yeah.
Very disappointing, though, that the other gal didn't pop her top. What's her name? Christina Brinkley. I was, you know, I was really thinking we were going to get to see her girls
oh, yeah, the
at the
ugly
cool
one?
And then just, yeah, no, that ugly one? Yeah.
Oh, she's ugly.
That's too funny. That was Chevy
oh,
Chase's
my God,
one of his.
Ugly. She's
one
so
okay,
ugly.
One of the Audreys is dead.
Yes, the second one, I believe, or the one that went
yeah,
to Europe.
I think it's the second one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
She was a good little actress,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was a lot older.
Sad. And speaking of weird, sad things, you know, this ice bucket challenge? Is, and I don't know if this part
oh,
is making
yeah.
news, right? Because it's been on, like, every fucking, like, in the morning, I'll switch around on the TV. That's when I sort of watch TV, when I'm laying in bed getting up. And I see the morning shows, and every fucking one of them's had the ice bucket challenge.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're just reporting this news, which we've been watching this shit online for the last 3 weeks. You know, TV's
so
cutting edge.
Sure.
I know, and you know, it's a, but anyway, the guy who started the thing, he died. Good. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, he inspired the viral ice bucket challenge. He drowned hours after raising $100,000 for ALS treatment and research. Corey Griffin, 28, dove from a Nantucket building into the water below where he resurfaced briefly before slipping to the floor of the harbor, according to a statement from the police. They rescued him, but he was pronounced dead. You know, he didn't
make it.
Had nothing
to do with the ice thing. Okay.
No.
Honestly,
no. But
I just heard about this morning.
Well, I had this. This was from last week. I'm surprised nobody mentioned that on TV or any of the other things. It's kind of weird, though, isn't it?
No, I didn't know about that. I mean, just the ice bucket thing today.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm going to pledge to not do that.
Me too. I just seen that where Chase Utley did that challenge. Where he's sitting in a tub full of ice and wears ice on him.
Oh.
What a moron. He's going to get sick and be out of games.
I know that if I get tagged in it, I'm just going to delete it, so don't bother.
There you go. We want to see Multi do it.
No, I don't want to get near no water. That's how you get sick. You wash off all the stuff, keep the germs out.
No, I've never even heard of it. Well, this morning I walk over to Speedway and I go over to Kim's house because I was dying to watch, like, the news or some TV, and then my fucking nephew was playing a video game. I'm like, oh, my fucking God, I'm turning on the TV. And then they were talking about it, and some people were saying, oh, this is, like, all the rage, and it's fun online, and some people are saying it's narcissistic, and it's, like, a really big thing on FaceTime or Snapchat or one of those things. And
But they
usually barely make any money, but they made, like, $13 million or something already.
Well, as long as you're making some. Look at that charity's getting. That one's
blocking. It's horrible. Horrible, horrible. Yeah. My mom had same symptoms of that.
Lou Gehrig's disease. It's just a nightmare.
It's like the worst thing you could get. It really is.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of the worst thing you could possibly get, it's entertainment news. I don't know how many of you watched the Millionaire Show. I'm addicted to that on the Facebook, as you all know, if you're my Facebook friend. But I hate the Cedric the Entertainer as the host. I don't hate Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh, me too.
But he's a douchebag for a host. He's the worst.
Yes.
And the thing that bugs me is looking at him. He's wearing a goddamn hat. Take the hat off, I kept saying. Take the hat off. Well, one day I turn it on in the morning. The son of a bitch had his hat off. I'm going, put the hat back on. Put the hat back on. The man has a 12 head, man. And then this, like, little fro up here. It was old. No wonder he wears the hat, ladies and gentlemen. But there's good news. Cedric is leaving Millionaire after one season.
All right.
Why would it have been his tour bus instead of Tracy Morgan?
Who's his replacement, you know?
Well, if he said Cedric... They're acting like Cedric is walking away from Millionaire. I don't think so. I think they said... He just bugged the fuck out of me. I can't imagine if people weren't...
I agree,
100%. He always said, you're still alive. You're still alive.
Yeah.
What a dick.
And he screams the answer. You know. I don't know who this guy is. He's the new host... A new host has not been named, but Brooklyn Nine-Nine co-star Terry Crews, I don't know who that is, has reached an agreement. That's a rumor. A woomer. It's a rumor, not a tuma. It's a rumor. It may be a truma, but it right now is just a rumor.
Well, Boss Potts sent emails to that network and everything. It demands Malt Liquor Man as the new host of Millionaire.
That would be good. Hey, man, that's the new thing. If you're black, man, they're going to give you a game show.
That's automatic. We got you a gig, Malt.
You know. The Newlywed Game.
Steve Harvey loves me on Family Feud, too.
He's good. I like Steve Harvey, yeah. But they got the fat black chick from one of the views on Newlywed Games. So they're everyone's black people on a game show. I don't know why.
So apparently you have to be on The View. They have one.
Well, yeah, you got to be black and today.
Well, not black. What's her name?
Who, Meredith?
She's getting her own.
She's getting a talk show. She's getting a chat show. So...
We need another
chat show, man.
You have to be a shrill feminine.
Rachel
Ray isn't doing Millionaire.
Rachel Ray and who's the one that used to be on the news on the morning?
You've got her fucking hands and everything, man.
Oh, Rachel Ray looks like a sausage. They always stuffing her in something. Two sizes too small. Make her tits look like pancakes. She's disgusting.
She's on drugs. I swear she's on drugs. She's gonna be kicking soon.
I hope so.
I should put her in the pool.
You
look at her, man. She has her ups and downs. She's on something.
I can't stand anyone on the Food Network anymore. They're all a bunch of idiots. That guy Fieri, too. He makes mistakes. He's a thief.
Yeah, we know about Giant and Brown. Or
yeah, he's
going to
play
over the their hairdresser.
He's taking the short bus to Flavortown.
I'm a foodie. And I can only tell it's chopped. I'm a foodie.
Okay.
Everyone's
foodie.
A foodie. I like food.
I'm a
foodie.
Wallace Beery over here. All right, we'll wrap this up with this exciting news flash. West Virginia.
Mountain Mama. Whatever. Stop reading my mind. You're fucking freaking me out, Malty.
I'll be your personal psychic.
Come on.
There you go.
I'll be your personal psychic. I already know. Hell in a handbag.
That's right.
Now, in West Virginia, this doctor, this female doctor, I guess you have to say female doctor so you'll understand the story, she allegedly made an employee motorboat her breasts.
What's wrong with that? Shit. Is she hired?
Yeah. Well, she just got a boob job, and she was in front of the staff there at their clinic. She, you know, brought the girls out and then made this one gal motorboater.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then when she asked her to stop, she says, "You're a titty baby."
We got a video of this?
Unfortunately, the video gives your computer a virus that makes it blow up. But otherwise, I'd put the link in the chat room. But no, there's a picture of the dog. I'll put the link in there because the gal is somewhat attractive. You know, I mean, I personally would not complain if she forced me to motorboat her and her augmented zooms.
I would, only if we could reach an undisclosed settlement.
But I'd make sure to take pictures just to prove, you know.
Okay.
But anyway, I guess she was also ordering like OxyContin and Xanax and shit for her own personal
I love.
Yeah.
OxyContin, Xanax, and she wants to be motors? Oh.
A little bit of a...
What doctor doesn't go to their own?
Oh, she knows how to live.
Tits Mahoney, Dr. Tits Mahoney. You're wanted in surgery.
Or
Tits
McGee.
Calling Dr. Tits Mahoney.
Not fair. All right.
Don't stop me. No.
Back to our show.
Well, it looks like it's 12 midnight, ladies and gentlemen. Is that right? Y'all know what that means. It's time to tell you the true story all about the lost episode of the Andy Griffith Show. It's a particularly heinous story about drug abuse and sexual deviance. Looks like it's right up your alley.
Yes.
I never felt that way. I ain't
That is correct.
That was a hell of a
crowd.
Remember,
the number to call is BR549.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was BR549. I ain't heard from them in a long time.
Show
I wonder
those
for...
episodes. Hello.
Down on my head.
Did you lose them? We lose the Commodore?
We must have. Good gracious.
Wendy, you're on.
He's fucking with us.
Nah, he's crazy.
Seriously.
Woody Allen movie, people. Yeah, I see
it. Oh, shit.
Magic in the Moonlight. There he is.
Am I back?
What happened to you?
Yeah,
yes,
you're back.
I was here. I was here saying, hey, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello. Hey, I thought you guys were fucking with me.
No. BTR's fucking with all of us.
All right, simmer down.
Evil. Fucking evil.
Oh, before I forget, actually, I was going to put this on while I was trying to figure out what was wrong. It's the Green County Boys. You remember them?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Green County Boys. Hit it.
Intent and the destruction are bowels and locks. Come on, so float the cuss of personal gas. Produces ferrous salters that roll and rock. Come on, so float the cuss of personal gas. I'm also bloated cause of personal gas. Take laxatives and enemas all in vain. I'm also bloated cause of personal gas.
Sorry, man.
Jeez. Green County Boys trying to do reggae?
Yeah, I think they... That's not going to cut it, man.
Well, hats off for trying.
I know. Points for that.
Yeah.
Somehow try to make it up to you. I will. If you... we got the yodel. Bigger than big. Really big. World's largest nun. Please don't stand up. World's largest nun, man. George Carlin was
a fucking
genius.
Scary.
He's the fucking genius of all time. I loved him. I miss George Carlin. He died of old age. He died of old age.
I didn't figure that.
He no had one it hated coming.
No one hated the world more than George, you know? He was really getting grumpy toward the end. His last couple of shows were...
He was angry, but...
Wow. Yeah, he was really getting dark. But,
That's when I liked him. That's when I started to like the guy. I didn't care for him in the 70s.
Yeah, he went really dark there toward the end. But God love him. He's a genius.
My beard, ain't it weird?
Genius.
I don't ever like that.
Well, see, I'll tell you what it probably is. He's one of them guys that don't believe in God, and then he realizes, oh, fuck, I'm going to die. What am I going to do? Now I got to repent. I'm so angry.
I do not endorse religion in any way. Don't take that as a... Don't sue us for mentioning religion, please.
Yeah. Malty, my
what
friend.
What if Jesus ate a pork chop?
What if Jesus ate a pork chop?
Yeah.
I don't know. What if Jesus ate a pork chop?
Jews were allowed to eat pork chops back then.
Wasn't that
right?
One of his books?
No.
What if Jesus ate a pork chop?
Wow, that's what if Muhammad ate
or something like that.
I never heard it.
Huh.
Is Daddy G still here?
Daddy G was there.
Yes. Daddy
G
is still here.
Well, yeah.
He's sleeping.
Get your Sharpie.
Stick his hand in warm water. What's that?
Yeah.
What's that?
Ms.
Wendy.
I'm almost positive.
Okay.
From Church Carlin.
I don't know.
Come on, expert Daddy G.
He wouldn't be Jesus if he ate a pork chop. He'd just be a regular unkosher Jew.
No, you're
Jesus was
a
Jew, but a rebel.
It's the name of the book. I'm almost positive.
The name of the book is
Beth Ann Sand.
The name is When Will Jesus Bring the Pork Chops?
When will Jesus bring the pork chops?
That's
he was more into like fish. He liked to give out fish. I remember.
That's right. Cast your bread upon the waters that comes back a hundredfold.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants
to know? No, there's a picture of the cover of the book. I can see it. And now George Carlin's
fish.
In there at the last
fish
supper.
Sandwiches.
And it was like,
okay,
what
it's
if
called
Jesus ate a pork chop?
No,
that's
it's when will Jesus bring the pork chop? Do I have to link you? Don't make me link
When
her.
Will Jesus bring the pork chop? When will Ronald McDonald bring the fish sandwiches?
That's right.
It's cod.
I love them filet of fish.
Cod. Well, you know, if you got to eat there. Malt Liquor Man, could you please give me a number from 1 to 10, sir?
11. No, 3. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. You got that right.
Beauty. And Malty is correct.
Yeah, you are correct, sir. Number 3. I do this at parties. It just slays them. They don't know how I...
Oh, sure.
Yeah. What are you, psycho?
Can you change water into wine?
No. No, but I can change beer into piss.
All right, there you go. That's a start. you're my messiah.
I can take 40 ounces and turn them into empty.
When I pray to Shemp, man.
That's right. He's the only divine love in my life.
I wonder if Dr. Cake is about ready for a yodel.
I think she is, because she's not ready to pee.
Oh, she going to bed?
Out.
Oh, no. See, that was
she's still there.
Saying good night, Cake. Okay, there's Dr. Cake. It is time now for our yodeling portion of the show. Did we do a yodel in the very first episode of Possum Hour back in 1953?
Yeah,
no.
We did?
No?
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
we did.
We started opening
yodel.
Yeah.
And then
it
was like,
we
were like, wow, that was really cool and shit, man. We should do yodels every week. And then we did.
Yep.
All right. Tonight is a great, great, great yodel. It is the one and only cowboy singer, Roy Rogers.
All right, Roy.
Never kissed Dale, but he kissed his horse, Trigger. And he left us with
Trigger.
This beautiful yodel. Ladies and gentlemen, a one, a two, a yodel in a time.
Yodel! A cowboy took a trip to Hawaii, and on the beach one night at Waikiki, the music that he heard was so enchanting, he lost his heart and sang this melody. I wanna hear you sing, m'lady, hear you play your ukulele. I wanna stay here in Hawaii and learn the wiki wiki wacky woo. I wanna love you and woo you. I'll stop my riding, rope and loaf and everything for you if you will sing for me, m'lady, a song of love beneath Hawaiian skies.
This year, hanging out with the rookie. He's the stooge guy, you know. Sheesh.
Right.
3 days ago. And
hey, what's the Gigantua there?
No, he had the work.
He didn't make it? Okay.
You know.
He's always barking.
When he's on his deathbed, he's going to say, you know, I didn't work enough. Man, no, wait, he probably won't.
That's what everyone says. Oh, man, I wish it was more overtime then. What the fuck?
Damn. I could have been down in that sweatshop for another 3 fucking days. But, no, he didn't make it, unfortunately, but that was fun. I've worked for the last, today was my first day off in five days.
Oh, right.
That's
like a regular working
wolf.
Stiff.
Yeah.
That's like a working stiff, man. Unprecedented. Had 2 jobs yesterday.
Yeah.
This is really cool. I put it on Facebook, but since you weren't on Facebook, Wendy, it's like almost 6 miles from where I live to downtown. Sunday morning, I'm there. It's about 7:30 in the morning. I made every green light. I was going to a gig.
There you go.
It was It was just like incredible. Like a third of the way through, I'm like, come on, man, come on, you could do it, you know. And then it starts getting exciting because, you know, you're like, I'm going to make that one. Yes! And
I
had to turn off. I didn't hit one red light the whole time. It was so fucking cool.
You need some excitement in your life, brother.
I know. Well, that seemed like a big deal then, but now looking back on it, I guess it's not really.
You should have bought some lottery tickets. Maybe there was something
that. Yeah, you should have bought
I didn't buy the lottery ticket. I didn't buy the lottery ticket. Or did I? No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Yeah.
I'm
more of a Floyd. It's a regressive tax. Ooh.
Wait, that's
anyway.
The guy from SCTV used to do that too.
Pink Floyd. Shoot, man.
He was down by the Floyd.
What else did I bring with me tonight to entertain the audience? Ding. Did I tell you about cornhole yet? Oh, yeah.
Oh, believe me, we know all about the corn.
It only happens in Ohio.
Fucking bunch of corn huskers, a bunch of hillbilly corn huskers.
What the fuck? I mean, you know, come on, man. I don't get it.
Cornhole and patio furniture.
That's right.
I'm definitely
and
flying
floating.
To Florida.
I have pool floaties.
There.
Bypass Ohio completely.
What do you put in a cornhole? A corn ball?
Wow, I had another Barney Fife thing, you know?
Okay.
I didn't label it right.
Eyes.
I can't
Barney
find it.
Google.
Oh, Barney Google?
Yes, Barney Google. Google.
Barney Google.
Barney Google with a doo-goo googly eyes. Barney Google with a doo-goo googly eyes. Barney Google bet his horse would win the prize. When the horses ran that day,
Bob Pluck ran the other way.
Barney Google with a doo-goo googly eyes.
Have you ever passed the corner of Fulton Grand, where a little ball of rhythm runs a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. Makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. Feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. But it's a wonder that the rag don't tear. The way he makes it pop, bop. You ought to hear him stand in the air with a hoppity hippity hippity hoppity hoppity hippity hop. He opens up for business when the clock strikes nine. He loves to get 'em early, says that's when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with that great big funnel of joy. He pops a boogie woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Oh, man, that's fine. Say, boy, what's your name?
Scatman Roth.
Scatman Roth, huh?
Mm-hmm. But you can just call me Roth.
Roth?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing, Roth. You lay down a lot of cloth. But it's a wonder that rag don't tear. The way he makes it snap, bap. You ought to hear him fan in the air with a snappity-wap-bap, snappity-wap-bap, snappity-wap-bap-dy with a bap-bap-da-bap. He opens up for business when the clock strikes nine. That boy wants to get him early. He knows that's when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little
rise and shine with that great big funnel of joy. He whops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
Boss, this is what you call flogging the flow shines.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Say, let me ask you one thing. What would you do if I lay down a half?
Oh, man, a half would make me laugh.
Cause he's the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
Wow.
Was that Scatman whistle?
That's the Wonga Baloo and the Scatman on one side together, dude. That's big. That's huge.
Don't get no better than that, man.
That is huge.
No, it does not.
That is one of the fuck, man. Glad I saved that for the end part of the show, because if I'd opened with that, what else would there be to do? You know, that was something else in a half. Just happened to find that by accident this morning. I was going through old files. I went, what is this? Oh, hey, get the fuck out.
Fine. Yeah.
Gotta love messy drawers. You never know what socks you're finding.
It's like wet underwear.
Yeah. Shoot, man. What was I gonna say? I don't know, man. I'm kind of getting the buzz. My first day off, 5 days.
Those days.
Forgive me. But there is still some possum left in the tank. I hope. Oh, you know, every once in a while I think, you know, what would I do if I won the lottery, you know?
Yeah.
I think, you know, it'd be nice to have. If I had enough, maybe put up a privacy fence or some hedges or something. A hot tub.
Yeah. You and Chet Funky in the hot tub all day.
Yeah, you and Chet could make a big filthy soup together.
Sit there and make tiny bubbles.
That's right.
With Chet.
He'd be like, I brought a bar of soap, so it's not a total loss.
You, Chet, and Ted in the hot tub.
Yeah, and Chet's girlfriend. He can choke a denture.
Money well spent. I love it.
You got to sit around and your own filth bubbling away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sitting in people's food.
Yeah, even I know enough not to go into a hot tub.
Nice.
Mm. I might get my feet in it, though.
Yeah. Spooge.
Yeah. It's what it is.
Professor.
Yes.
Number from 1 to 10, sir.
All right, 2.
2, you say?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2. 2. 2. 2.
You guys know who sings that? You know who sings that?
Is it that Muffet chick? Muffet
no.
O'Grady or something?
Oh, what was her name? We'll have to bring her back.
Yeah.
Cookie O'Dare or something.
Yeah.
No.
We even got
Grace
her name
Slick.
Wrong.
That's Grace Slick.
Who is it?
From the,
Grace
the,
Slick.
The White Rabbit there, Jefferson Airplane.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Sounds just like her.
From Starship, man. Dude.
We built this city. Yeah.
We built this city.
We built this city on rock and roll.
My anthem, baby.
No, we sing this shit because we do drugs.
That was a
remember when
crash,
Homer Simpson? Homer Simpson was somewhere. I think he was on spring break, and he jumps up on stage and takes the mic, and he's like, "We built this city." I think it's a great rock song. Not.
I
love Homer.
I like big titties.
I like big titties. I like big titties. And
rock. How do you see how easy Weird Al is?
I like when
Mother I know.
Did every Simpson dance now.
That was the same episode she made her homemade Pepsi, wasn't it?
Remember when she got the? Did you ever see the one where she got the boob job? And
oh yeah.
And she flashed the whole of Springfield and. Krusty said, "Look at those magambos." And the elephant spit Bart out. Yeah, they were really getting desperate for plots, I guess, at that point.
Marge is a sexy babe. She sleeps with a dude and everything.
I could go for a little blue hair.
I'm looking for a yellow chick with blue hair. Yeah.
Some blue pubes in my teeth. You never know. Hey.
Right, I'm just looking for someone who likes to bang.
Someone warm and willing.
You ain't even got to be warm. It's got to be willing.
Actually, Selma, I have my eye on. I like Selma.
Selma.
Cigarettes.
Selma and Louise.
Her sister.
The sisters.
Selma and Selma.
I'm Patty. I like Selma.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they all talk like this.
Hey,
if we keep smoking.
Chain smoking?
We can smoke my back.
Were you here for Change to Chesterfield? They're our sponsor. Yeah, they're actually good for you. They don't have no ill effects on your lungs, throat,
right.
Or uvula.
They're the only cigarette that won't give you cancer.
Those are the facts. We only deal with facts. Oh, speaking of facts, it's time for a Barney Fife Quickie. I found it.
There it is. Andy Griffith Show.
On TV, Sheriff Taylor Mayberry, Mouth Pilot, North Carolina, Raleigh, Fishing Hole, Ernest T. Courthouse, O.P., Goober Pile, Gomer Pile, Golly!
Hi, Marty.
Hi, Hope.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Barn.
Hey, Gomer.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Anybody ready for some lunch?
And B in the kitchen, Lousy Pickles, Good Fried Chicken, Helen Crump, Otis Drunk, Emmett's Fix-It Shop. Criminals would come to town, Fearless Fife tracks them down, his eyes would pop, his gun would drop, he's our favorite TV cop!
We love Barney Fife!
Yeah!
He's the deputy of Mayberry! We love Barney Fife!
That's my name!
He upholds the law with Opie's paw!
Floyd the Barber cutting hair, Howard Sprague, Barber Chair, Barney's job is never done, law and order's in his blood! His shaky gun is at your service, catching crooks, makes him nervous, Thelma lose official stud, nip it in the bud!
This is Deputy Fife speaking and I'm armed!
Relax, Barn.
Andy played the guitar, Barney's in the squad car, driving Mayberry nuts, he's a law enforcement club, ticket writing everyone, he's got one bullet for his gun, bad guys are on the run, book him Barney Murder!
We love Barney Fife.
Yeah.
He's the deputy of Mayberry. Andy Griffith is our life.
Yeah.
When the show is done, we'll watch another one rerun.
We love Barney Fife.
You better do it, you're told, fella. This is the law speaking. Hey, you up there, hold it. All right, that's all you have. Now ring it on the meter, come on.
Now, Barney.
Mayberry says thanks and happy motoring.
Absolutely, ladies and germs.
I like that one. I like that one.
Beauty, 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 beauty.
I like the clip that Malt Liquor Man found of that show where Aunt B killed Gober.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Stuck him in the freezer. That's right up there with the pickle episodes.
Yeah, pickle.
Oh yeah, the pickle.
Who will ever forget the pickle?
You could have only watched one episode in the world of that show, and you can say that to anybody, the pickle episode, and they know it.
Yeah. You know which one of the new episodes, the color ones I see, like, every time? Howard Sprague catches the big carp, and they got to, he ends, you know, he puts the carp in the museum or something. Old fighter, Robert E. Lee or somebody he's named after.
Remember we used to call it Chiefy, Ernest T. Bass? Because his big thing was throwing rocks.
Huh.
That's way back when the show. Do you remember Chiefy talking about throwing rocks all the time?
Oh, well, sure. I remember him throwing rocks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the rest of it I've been able to block out, which is nice, you know. All those years of drug abuse did finally come in handy, it turns out.
Well, can't say his name three times. I had to stop myself.
Boogity boogity.
Man.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. There's a skeleton crew in the lounge of just awesome folk. Apple Cheeks is still here. And Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Quickie's still hanging in there. He's sleeping. He's a shush. Don't. Well, and then, of course, Homer Bouvier. But we're looking forward to
Friday.
The return of. Oh, yeah, the return of Friday Night Possum. Yeah. Exactly.
There we go.
We'll be back. We'll be back on the air. I figure we'll be
up and running both ways.
I think we should wipe the slate clean on the on the game. You know, start from ground zero. We'll start a whole new. I'll be it. We'll start from there, and then the point system. All points from the last round will they'll count toward your lifetime achievement award, but they won't count in the actual competition any longer.
You got
if that makes
it
any
out.
Sense. Yeah. Well, we've been going over this.
Jai, please.
All right. Well, let's waste your time with commercial message. How about that?
There
you go. Who'd you like to hear from?
I like the Boner Hose. I know Homer likes the Boner Hose. Yeah, Boner Hose.
Say it, Wendy. Come on, say it.
Boner Hose.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that.
Hard to store, hard to handle, heavy hoses always end up tangled and kinked. What a mess. Introducing the Boner Hose. The hose so small it fits in your pocket. Just turn on the water and watch this mini hose grow and grow and grow to maximum length to this long full-size
boner.
No need for bulky, ugly hose reels. Turn off the water and it goes right back to its mini size. Hang it right on the water spout. Store it with your garden tools or just keep it in your pocket. The
boner
hose is so light, it weighs less than this bottle of water. Even Junior can help. The
boner
hose fits in the palm of your hand and grows to a giant
boner.
Really tough job. And when you turn off the water, it goes right back to its tiny size, ready to store even in a drawer. And when you need it,
boner
hose quickly grows again. Do your entire patio with ease. Traditional garden hoses seem to always kink. But the
boner
hose couldn't kink if you wanted it to. The secret is the accordion design that automatically expands when the water's turned on. It grows like magic, right back to full size. And it's strong enough to pull this 5,000-pound SUV. Watch again. Just turn on the water and watch it grow. The boomer hose is super light and easy to handle. The 25-foot boomer hose is just $12.99 during this special
Grenache
offer. Call now and you can get a second boomer hose. Call now to get the amazing growing
boomer
hose for $12.99. Call now and find out about free shipping.
You dick!
I love that guy.
Hey, gang, I gotta go.
Oh, hold on
my
a second.
My phone curfew's up.
Oh, well, right, let's... Wait. Hang on for just a second, okay?
I said 11:30, and I see him sitting on my tailgate in my truck. I'm on.
All right, baby. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to thank the lovely Reverend Wendy, who is the grist for the mill. She is the heart and soul of this radio program.
Indeed, sir.
Thanks, guys.
She's a walk-a balloon.
Sorry. Okay,
that's what they said about me last week.
We lost the Commodore again.
I'm back. Am I back? I'm back.
Yes, you were gone again.
Okay. Yeah. What happened to the... Never mind. Thanks for coming, Wendy.
All right, see you guys.
Bye bye.
Drive careful.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Sweetheart.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the rose amongst the thorns here on the Possum Hour. So we might as well wrap it up. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Take it.
All right. We'll play out with, for Mondays. Now that we're back on Fridays, that'll be it for the 90 Mondays. I just wanted to do that, you know, in the meantime, because we were missing out on a lot of possum, you know.
Yep.
So.
I understand. I got you.
But thanks, everybody, for coming, man. And thanks for the diehards, Apple Cheeks, Dr. Cake, Homer, Quickie. You guys are hardcore motherfuckers.
God bless you.
Y'all rock. But now we got a roll.
Bless you.
Shemp bless us all. Tell your loved ones that you love them.
There you go.
You'll thank me. Believe it. Good night, everybody. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Into the night. She knew the things she had.
my mind. Blew my brains out with her eyes. I think she knew it all along. She said that it's just too late to save your soul. To save it for someone. Moment in paradise. Just a moment in paradise. Oh yeah. Moment in paradise. Just a moment in paradise. Oh yeah. Oh
I was gonna make espresso.